Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. King of Glory, we thank you for your love and kindness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for what you are doing right now. And thank you for those things you're about to do. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for enforcing your will to happen in our lives and situations. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs your mighty hand has performed unto us. Thank you for in many ways you have healed us. In many ways you have delivered us. You have rescued us from traps of destruction of the enemy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness in our lives. Thank you for standing with us when others could not. Thank you, Lord, for helping us even when the most trusted friend could not. Thank you for being so faithful. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your open heaven over our lives and home and environment. Thank you for your open heavens, because by your open heavens we have received mighty deliverances, victories, and grace. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified, be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you have determined to do in our lives, as much as we can imagine. Thank you for great things you have determined to do in our lives and situations. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you will do in our lives through the prayer session of tonight. Thank you, Lord. I ask, O God, that you have your way in our midst. Help us according to your endless mercies. Let us be strengthened. Let us be encouraged. Let us be edified. And let us be revived. Father, let us have victory through our prayers this hour. Thank you, Lord, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I trust Him to help you, because I know you will pray with the whole of your heart and with faith. And God is faithful to help you. We are going to take some songs of worship. And after that, we would go into the prayers. Hosanna in the highest. Let King be lifted on. Hosanna. Sing Hosanna. Hosanna. In the highest, let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Sing Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Worthy, you are worthy, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, you are worthy, 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 you are worthy, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, we worship you. Worthy, you are worthy. Worthy, you are worthy. King of Kings, Lord of Lords, you are worthy. Worthy, 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 you are worthy, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, we worship you, and we are saying, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are singing, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha Omega, there is no one like you. Covenant keeping God. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. God of Israel, there is no one like you. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you, Lord. I am that I am, Jehovah, there is no one like you. We love thee, Lord. We love thee, Lord. Yes, we love you, Lord. You are God. We love you, Father. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Yes, we love you, Lord. You are God. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Yes, we love you, Lord. You are God. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Holy are you, Lord, all creation, they call you God, worthy is your name, worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. We worship your majesty. Awesome God. Awesome God. How great thou art. You are God. You are God. Mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow. Lord, we bow and worship you. We stand in awe. We stand in awe of your holy name. We bow. Lord, we bow and worship you. Hallelujah. Begin to worship the King of Glory. Worship the God of heaven and the earth. The God of gods. The God of Israel, the King of Glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Begin to worship him. Lord, we worship you. Jesus, we praise you. Ra Ashanagatashdea, we praise you, God of heaven and the earth. You are the Most High. 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 Rock of ages. Lord of lords. Lord of hosts. King of kings. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Father. We praise your majesty. We praise your holy name. We praise you, Father. You are highly exalted, far above kingdoms, far above thrones, far above nations, far above governments, far above everything and everyone that exists. You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above principalities and powers. We worship you, King of Glory. We worship you, King of Glory. We worship you, Adonai. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Mighty Savior, mighty Redeemer, mighty Healer, mighty Deliverer, we worship you, Father. You are highly lifted. You are highly exalted. We worship you, Lord. 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 We worship you, Father. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Father, we praise you. Father, we praise you. Father, we praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you are doing now. Thank you for what you will do shortly. Blessed be your holy name forever. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your power in this place. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your strength. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given you worship and praises and thanks. Amen. We're going to take a prayer of thanksgiving, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your love toward me. Thank you for your love for my life. Thank you for your love for my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for your love for my life. Thank you for your love for my soul. Thank you for your love for my destiny. Thank you for your love for my spirit, for my soul, for my body. Thank you for loving me. As it is written, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Thank you for loving me so much that you gave your only Son as a ransom for my deliverance, for my salvation, for my redemption. Thank you for loving me so much. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I come to you tonight. I come to you this hour. Do not forsake me. Say, Father, I come to you. Help me. I come to you. Bless me. I come to you. Lord, touch me. Do not cast me away. Receive me and help me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. As it is written, that whosoever comes to the Lord, he will not cast them away. Whosoever runs to him, he will not cast them away. Begin to say, Father, I come to you today. Show me mercy. I come to you today. Do not cast me away. Do not forsake me. Receive me. Help me. Touch me. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I come to you. Say, Father, I come to you. I come to you tonight. I come to you this hour. Lord, hearken to my voice. Hearken to my cry. Show me your mercy. Touch me from above. Save me. Heal me. Deliver me. Revive me. Transform my life. I come to you, O God of Israel. Help me. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every power causing my life to roam about in a circle without any significant progress. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every power causing my life to roam about in a circle without any significant progress. Die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Every power causing my life to roam about in a circle without any significant progress. Die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Powers of darkness causing my life to roam about in a circle without any significant progress. Die in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Die in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. When we pray that powers of darkness should die, what we are saying is that they have no life in your life. I know demons don't die literally. But When we command them to die, you are spirit in the realm of the spirit. Death means that you are separated from a feeding ground. Like if you are separated from God, who is the one giving you life? That is spiritual death. So if there are powers of darkness working in your life, they die when they can no longer walk in your life. When their roots, just like when you kill the root of a tree, the tree dies. So when their roots is no longer in your life, that is when they die. It's a spiritual warfare language. So we are going to pray that prayer once again. I say you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, powers of darkness causing my life to roam about in a circle without any significant progress, without success, without fulfillment of destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. begin to pray like that. Powers of darkness, causing my life to go about in a circle, causing my life to roam about in a circle without progress, die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Every power of darkness operating in my life, operating in the environment of my life, in the environment of my career, in the environment of my ministry, causing stagnation, die in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let your glory fall on my life. And let it terminate every work of the devil. Let your glory fall on my life. And let it terminate every operation of darkness. Let it destroy every presence of darkness now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Father, let your glory fall. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall on my life. Let your glory fall on my life. And let your glory terminate presence of darkness, works of the devils, oppressions of darkness. Now, in the name of Jesus, let your glory fall on my life. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Pray with the whole of your heart. Pray with faith in the name of Jesus. Let your glory fall, O Lord. Let your glory fall on my life, O Lord. Let your glory fall on my life, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Continue to pray. Let works of the devil be swallowed up by your glory. Let forces of hell operating in my life be swallowed up by your glory. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I pray for you that the glory of the Lord shall come upon your life. In the name of Jesus, the glory of the Lord shall fall upon your life. And every works of the devil, presence, operations of darkness, shall be swallowed up in victory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Psalm 36. Open your Bibles to the book of Psalm 36. And we're going to continue from verse 12. It says, look, those who do evil are fallen. This is New Living Translation. Look, those who do evil are fallen. They are thrown down, never to rise again. They are thrown down, never to rise again. That's a powerful scripture. Those who do evil are fallen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every demonic strong man assigned over my life to cause evil be brought down, be slaughtered by the sword of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, let every demonic strong man assigned over my life to cause evil be brought down, be slaughtered by the sword of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lishanagyaharu Dekalalia, Inetehamashigasubalajda, demonic strong man assigned over my life, calling and destiny to cause evil, be slaughtered by the sword of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. I come against demonic strong man assigned over my life to cause evil, be slaughtered now by the sword of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. It says, look, those who do evil are fallen. What does that mean? It means that God shall fight for you. It means that God shall fight your enemies. So you're going to pray. The Bible says, arise, O God. It says, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. That is what the Bible says. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, arise, O God, concerning my life, and scatter your enemies persecuting me. Yeah, because your enemies is also God's enemies, because you are God's child. Yeah. So you're going to say, arise, O God, concerning my life. Let my enemies be scattered at the sight of you. Let my enemies be scattered forever at your rising, at your sight. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Arise, O God, concerning my life, concerning my destiny, concerning my career, concerning my marriage, concerning my future. Arise, O God, and scatter the enemies of my life forever. Scatter them forever. Scatter them forever. Scatter them forever. The enemies that surround me, The enemies that surrounds my life, arise in the midst of my life, and let them be forever scattered. O God of heaven and the earth, arise, 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 in the name of Jesus, as it is written, that look, those who do evil has fallen. Arise now, O God. Arise now, O God. Let the enemies of my destiny scatter forever. Let the enemies of my calling scatter forever. Let the enemies of my career, of my ministry, of my marriage, scatter forever in the name of Jesus. Arise. Arise. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying like that. Pray. 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 Arise, Lord. Scatter them forever. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. That verse also means that God defended you, or God defends you when you can't defend yourself. Yeah, God defends you because you can't defend yourself. Yeah, because you are weak to defend yourself. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, arise for my sake. Defend me. Say, Father, arise for my sake. Defend me. Defend me until I am victorious. Defend me until I am victorious. Defend me that I may be victorious. Defend me that I may be secured. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, arise for my sake. Arise for my sake. Defend me, O God. Defend me, O God, that I may have complete victory, that I may have complete freedom, that I may be secured, that I may be completely secured. Arise, O God, defend me. Defend me, O God. Defend me, O God. Defend me, O God. Defend me, O God. In the name of Jesus, arise, King of Israel, arise, King of glory, arise, Lord of hosts, defend me. I believe you're praying like that. You're supposed to be praying the way I'm praying, with zeal, with passion, with faith, and not only that, with your mind, with all the strength in your body. You're supposed to be praying like that. That is how you're supposed to pray. Pray in midnight prayer sessions. Yeah, begin to pray. Say, Father, arise, defend me, defend me, defend me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, when God defends you, the enemy will be afraid of you. When God defends you, the enemy will be afraid of you. Weakness will be afraid of you. Sin will be afraid of you. Sickness will be afraid of you. When God defends you, when God arises to defend you, the enemy will be scared. Demons will be scared. Even Satan will be scared of you. That is what happens when God defends you. I so much desire that God defends you. I don't know if you desire the same. Even right now, I so much desire that God begins to defend you. And those that are oppressing you, they will see God and run. So you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, arise for my sake. Arise against my enemies. And let your terror forever chase them away. I'm going to repeat the prayer point again. You're going to say, Father, arise for my sake. Arise against my enemies. And let your terror forever chase them away. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Mashande kegadadia, lijana kada tamalajda, mashe sasha deko yadabala, tesujiandi kalaja, made kande galashda. In the name of Jesus, arise for my sake. Arise for my sake. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Israel, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, arise for my sake. Arise against my enemies. Let your terror forever chase them away from my life. In the name of Jesus, let your terror chase them away. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know, when the children of Israel were moving from the land of captivity, Egypt, through the wilderness to the promised land, there were some battles they did not fight. The Bible says that when the nations ahead of them heard that they are coming, the Bible says that God filled their hearts with terror. They were scared. Yeah, they were so scared because they heard of how God parted the Red Sea because of them. And they heard of how God did mighty works in their midst. So they were scared. So you're going to pray again. And when God defends you, there are some battles you will not fight at all. You know, you will not need to fight some battles at all. Why? Because the terror of the Lord will chase your enemies away. The terror of the Lord will scatter them. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, arise for my sake. Let your terror scatter witchcraft forces that are against me. Say, Father, arise for my sake and let your terror scatter forever every witchcraft force that are against me. Every witchcraft entity, witchcraft creature, witchcraft personality that are against me now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Lehana gia shubala tenada, gesashada gadijana. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I believe you're praying. I believe you're praying. Say, arise for my sake, O God of heaven and the earth. Let your terror scatter forever witchcraft forces, witchcraft powers, witchcraft covens, witchcraft kingdoms, witchcraft people that are against me. Let your terror scatter them forever. Mahashaga dadijanana, lekiara ditwala. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, another thing that happens when God defends you is that He will give you secrets of victory. He will give you secrets that will lead you to victory. Yeah, He will show you what to do to get victory. Yeah. Sometimes battles are not being won according to strength. Yeah. Sometimes you just need God to tell you specifically what to do. And as you do it, there will be victory. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, show me the secrets that will lead to my victories. Show me the secrets that will lead me to victory. Show me how to fight. Show me weapons to use to fight. Show me instructions to follow that will give birth to the victory I need at this point in my life. The victory I need at this time to move forward to fulfill destiny. Lord, show me these secrets now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, show me the secrets that will lead to my victories. Show me the secrets that will bring me into victory. Show me the secrets. I don't know if you're praying this prayer seriously. Just a revelation can change your life forever. A revelation of what to do, and you are so sure that this is what the Lord wants me to do, and you begin to do it. Just that can change your destiny forever. Talk to God. Show me secrets that will lead to my victories. The secret that will enable me to defeat the enemy. Lord, reveal to me these secrets in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. There are deep things, many of you don't know. Mysteries, many Christians don't know. Mysteries about their lives, mysteries about the plans of God for their lives, mysteries about what have been perfected in the kingdoms of darkness against their lives. So there are mysteries that you are not aware of, and if you still are not aware of them, or how do I say the English? If you are not aware of them, you might not fulfill destiny, or you might be limited in fulfilling destiny. So these are mysteries about who you are, mysteries about why you are here, mysteries about what to do with your life, mysteries about what has been happening in the realm of darkness that has made your life to be the way it is now, what has been happening since the day you were born. Mysteries about what have already been perfected and completed in the realms of darkness, and except a higher power undo that thing, your life might not succeed. So you're going to pray. So there's some mysteries God needs to show you. My own deliverances began when I began to see mysteries about my life. Even my spiritual growth began when I began to see mysteries about my life, about who I am, why am I here, and stuff like that. So there are things you must know about your life. Mysteries. When I mean mysteries, I mean things that no one can possibly think about. Very deep things. Yeah, that is not in the mind of anyone. No one knows about. Even your parents don't know. Might not. Though some might know, but many of these mysteries, even your parents, your earthly parents, don't know about it. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, in your mercy, open my eyes to see mysteries I need to know. Mysteries about my life that I need to know. To fulfill destiny, Lord, open my eyes to see them. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Mahashadagarajdeya. Open my eyes, Lord Jesus. Open my eyes, Lord Jesus, to see mysteries about my life that are crucial to the fulfillment of my destiny. Mysteries about my life that I must know to fulfill destiny. Lord, open my eyes to see them. Let my mind know them. Open my eyes to see them. In the name of Jesus, every mystery that surrounds my creation, every mystery that surrounds my childbirth, every mystery that surrounds my birth, that's what I mean, every mystery that surrounds my growing up, every mystery that surrounds my being here in this earth, Lord, open my eyes to see them, so that I may fulfill my destiny in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let my eyes be opened to understand what to do with my life now that will release me to fulfill my calling and destiny. Yeah, I can see that if I can say many of you or all of you have not yet started doing something that will release you to fulfill your calling. Yeah. So you might think you are fulfilling your calling, but you have not. Or you are not yet fulfilling your calling. Yeah, because there's something you must do. There's something you must begin to do. It is that thing that will release you to fulfill your calling. So you are going to pray. Say, Father, help me to open my eyes to understand what I should do with my life now that will release me to fulfill your calling on my life, to fulfill my destiny. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help me to understand what I need to do with my life, what I need to do with everything in my life, what I need to do with my time, what I need to do with my spirit, soul, and body that will release me to fulfill destiny, to fulfill my calling. Lord, help me to understand. Help me to understand. Yeah, because many of you have not started doing this thing. You have not started. Whatever you are doing now is just a preamble. You have not started. So Lord, help me to understand what I should do with my life now, at this time of my life, at this age of my life, that will release me to fulfill the purpose why I am here in the earth. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, apart from God showing you secrets of victory, another thing that God does to defend you is by taking possession of you. By taking possession of you. Now, there are some battles that you should not fight them as a human being. Yeah. You should fight them as God. Yeah. You know, I was reading the scriptures. I think I think it's in the book of Zechariah. Yeah. And I saw how that prophet was revealing the covenant God had with the house of David. Yeah, the covenant God had with the house of David or the house of Judah regarding having victories in warfare. So that prophet was showing how in battle they fought like God, how the soldiers are working with David or working under David, or the soldiers that that goes to war with him, how they fought as though they were God, not man. Yeah, that was why some of the warriors David trained, they did extraordinary things. Yeah, extraordinary things. Just one person could face 800 men. Yeah, you can read the Bible about those warriors that David trained. Just a single person could take down maybe like 800 men, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, that is strange. Yeah, and more mighty things those men did. It was not them. It was because God possessed them. God possessed them. So when you are in spiritual warfare, there's a dimension in spiritual warfare where you fight like God. Not like Son of God. You fight like God. Yeah, as though you are God. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, possess me with the fullness of yourself and enable me to fight as you. Yeah, say, Father, possess me with the fullness of yourself. Enable me to fight the battles confronting my life and destiny as you. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Mahashagadiyashala. Ketanda Shabadagaladiyashala. Hisashadetanda Shindia. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Say, Father, possess me with the fullness of yourself and enable me to fight the battles of darkness confronting my life and destiny as you. Let me fight as you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Possess me, Father. Possess me, God. God of Israel, possess me. Possess my spirit. Possess my soul. Possess my body with your fullness, that I may fight these battles as you and not as a man. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so we are still looking at that scripture, Psalm 36, verse 12. It says, look, those who do evil are fallen. Those who do evil are fallen. Yeah, another thing that we can see in this verse is that the judgment of God, the anger of God, was kindled against the enemy. Yeah, in this case, against your enemy, and they fell, just as Goliath fell through the sling of a stone. Your enemies, they shall fall. The giants of darkness ruling over your life shall fall. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God fall upon every personality of darkness oppressing my life. Let the anger of God fall upon them, and let them fall down. Let them fall down in defeat. Let them fall down in victory. Let them fall down in the name of Jesus. Let them fall down for my victory. For my victory. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God fall upon every personality of darkness oppressing me. Let the anger of God fall upon personalities of darkness oppressing me. Let the anger of God fall upon personalities of darkness oppressing me. Let the anger of God fall upon personalities of darkness, creatures of darkness, spirits of darkness oppressing me. Let them fall down for my victory. Let them fall down in defeat in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Let them fall down in defeat. Let them fall down in defeat. Thank you, Father. Let them fall down in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the power of your covenant in the blood of Jesus execute judgment on the enemies of my life and destiny. You're going to say, Father, let the power in your covenant in the blood of Jesus execute judgment upon the enemies of my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Right now, let your power, let the power of your covenant in the blood of Jesus execute judgment on the enemies of my life and destiny. Let the power of your covenant, oh God, in the blood of Jesus, execute judgment on the enemies of my life and destiny. Now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, the power of God's covenant in the blood of Jesus execute judgment against the enemies of my destiny. Now, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, I said, the anger of God will bring down your enemies. The anger of God will bring down your enemies. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the anger of God upon stubborn enemies of my life and destiny. See, I invoke the anger of God upon stubborn enemies of my life and destiny. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I invoke God's anger. I invoke God's wrath, God's anger upon stubborn enemies of my life and destiny. Enemies that have refused to stop attacking me. Enemies that have refused to give up on my life. I invoke God's anger. Thank you, Lord. Upon them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let the anger of God fall upon them. Now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. There is a way your present time determines your future. Yeah. Or maybe I should say, there is a way what you do now determines what happens in your future. So if you make any mistake now, the future God promised might never come to pass. If you make any mistake now, the future God promised you might never come to pass. So there is a way the actions of now determine the future you will see, the future you will meet, the future that will happen to you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to live my life in the way you want me to live, so that I can enter the future you have prepared for me. Say, Father, help me to live my life the way you want me to live it, so that I may enter into the future you have planned for me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There's some attitude that if it doesn't stop in your life now, the future ahead of you will not allow the fulfillment of God's promises, will not contain the fulfillment of God's promises. Begin to pray, say, Father, help me to live my life. Help me to live my life the way you want me to live, so that I may enter the future you have set ahead of me. Help me to live my life the way you want it to be lived. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Also, there are some words you must stop saying with your mouth if you will enter into the glorious future God has prepared for you. There are some words you must stop saying with your mouth. Some utterances that must stop coming out from your mouth. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, shut my mouth from speaking and saying words, negative words, that is against the future you have prepared for me. Say, Father, close my mouth from speaking and saying words that is against the future you have prepared for me, that is against the glorious future ahead of me. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let my mouth be closed from saying words that will affect the fulfillment of your promises in the future ahead of me. Let my mouth be closed. Let my mouth be closed against those words. Let my mouth be shut anytime such words want to come out of my mouth. Lord, close up my mouth. Close up my mouth from saying words that will affect the fulfillment of your promises in the future ahead of me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, and your actions, must be guided by the Spirit of God. If you want to enter into the glorious future ahead of you, the actions you take now must be guided by the Spirit of God. It must line up with the will of God. The Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, let your Holy Spirit lead me through the path that will make the future you have planned for me to come to pass. Yeah. There are certain things the Holy Spirit will begin to take you through. Sometimes it might take a few years. Yeah, but at the end is that glory. So if you are the type that is struggling with God, God is saying, do this. You are saying, no, I want to do my own thing. You might be there for 10 years. And the future will not come. So why not follow everything the Holy Spirit is saying for maybe 2 years or 3 years, and then the glory comes, than not agreeing with Him, and then 10 years you are still at a spot, no change, yeah, no significant progress. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your Holy Spirit lead me through the path that will make the future you have planned for me come to pass. Let your Holy Spirit guide me through the path that will make the future you have planned for me come to pass. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, let your Holy Spirit lead my life, guide my life through the path that will make your future for my life come to pass, that will make your future for my life come to pass. Let your Holy Spirit lead me, O Lord. Let your Holy Spirit guide me, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let your Holy Spirit lead me through the path that will make the future you have planned for me come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, let us come back to that verse. It says, look, those who do evil are fallen. They are thrown down, never to rise again. Those who do evil are thrown down, never to rise again. Yeah, that is what God is about to do to your oppressors. That is what God is about to do to the enemies of your destiny, to the forces of darkness contending with your breakthroughs and success. You're going to pray. You're going to say, power of the Holy Ghost, bring down the forces of darkness contending with my breakthrough success and victory. Bring them down. Let them never rise again. Let them never rise again. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, power of the Holy Ghost, bring down forces of darkness. Forces of darkness contending with my breakthrough, contending with my success, contending with my victory. Power of the Holy Ghost, bring them down. Let them never rise again. Let them never rise again. Thank you, Lord. Let them never rise again. Let them never rise again. Forces of darkness contending with my prosperity, contending with my breakthroughs, contending with my progress, come down forever. Be brought down forever by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, let them be brought down and never rise again. Let them be brought down and never rise again. Let them be brought down and never rise again. Every witchcraft contending with my rising to the place of fulfillment of destiny, let them be brought down and never rise again. Let them be thrown down and never rise again. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, they are thrown down, never to rise again. Failure will be thrown down in your life, and it will not rise again. That is what is coming to my spirit. Failures will be thrown down in your life, and they will not rise again. They will not be able to rise again. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, let failures, let every failure prevailing in my life be thrown down and never rise again. I'm going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the forces of failure prevailing in my life be thrown down and never rise again. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let forces of failure prevailing in my life be thrown down. Be thrown down. never to rise again. In the name of Jesus, let them be thrown down, never to rise again, never to rise again, never to rise again. In the name of Jesus, let them be thrown down. Spirits of failure, forces of failure that have been prevailing in my life, be thrown down and never rise again. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive strength. I receive strength to rise above every darkness pulling me down. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to rise above every darkness pulling me down, drawing me down. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive strength. Say, I receive strength. Say, I receive strength. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength to rise above every darkness pulling me down, every darkness promoting weaknesses in my life. I receive strength to rise above them. I receive strength to rise above them. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength now. Thank you, Lord. I receive strength now. I receive strength now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I receive strength. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You are going to pray. There are some spirits that should not follow your life. Yeah, because this earth is infested with billions of hosts of darkness, entities, spirits. So, yeah, there's some of these spirits that should not be part of your life. Though you can see them with your physical eyes, but they should not be part of your life. They should not follow your life. They should not follow your life because of the energy that they emit. Yeah. So that energy can keep causing troubles in your life. There's some spirits that if they are working with you, if they join your journey in a day, or they join the activities of your life in a day, that day you might just keep having accidents. It could be accident in the house. It could be accident on the street. It could be accident on the road. Yeah, so different kind of spirit. Some, it could be that throughout that day you will just be angry for no reason. Yeah, because there's some spirit that was working with you that day. Yeah, some, it could be that you could be thinking of committing suicide. Yeah, so different kind of spirits in the earth, looking for people's lives to enter or to, you know, to trouble. So you're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy our spirits of darkness that have flooded my life to carry out demonic agenda, to carry out evil agenda. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest them now. Arrest them now. Remove them from my life. Remove them from my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest them. Arrest them. Uproot them from my life. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of darkness that have flooded my life to carry out an evil agenda. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest them now and remove them from my life. In the name of Jesus, right now, right now, right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, in your mercy, cause your face to shine upon me and help me. Say, Father, in your mercy, cause your face to shine upon me and help me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray, say, Father, in your mercy, cause your face to shine upon me and help me, and help me, and help me. In the name of Jesus, cause your face to shine upon me, O God, and help me. In the name of Jesus, cause your face to shine upon me and help me. In the name of Jesus. Cause your face to shine on me, O God, and help me. Cause your face to shine on me, O God, and help me. In your mercy, O Lord, cause your face to shine on me and help me. Cause your face to shine on me and help me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. cause your face to shine on me, O God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 7 more prayer points before we will round up the session. Now, if you look at that scripture, it says they are thrown down, never to rise again. Yeah. If there have been some problems in your life that used to be on and off, you pray now, they go, and then later they show up again. Some troubles, some captivities, you pray, they go, and then later they show up again. After this prayer point you're going to pray now, those troubles and negative situations, they shall go forever. They shall not repeat themselves again. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. So this is the prayer point. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let an end, let a permanent end come upon every problem, a negative situation that have been repeating themselves in my life, let an end come to them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Say, let a permanent end, let a permanent end come upon every repetitive troubles, repetitive problems, repetitive darkness, repetitive captivity going on in my life. Let a permanent end come to them now in Jesus' name. Let a permanent end come to them right now, right now, right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, a permanent hand, let it come to them. A permanent hand, let it come to them. Geshoba sanahash de hande kakadidia. Lihata sobash de handujidia. Gesashanagadijana. Eleki handubalashtua. Iroktujana kasujibala. Mahasashanaganashta. Eteshuagasashana. Ligadinaglaharajna. Let a permanent end come to them. Every repetitive problem, repetitive disease, repetitive pain that is going on in my life, come to an end forever in Jesus' name. Come to an end. Come to an end forever, forever, and never rise again. Come to an end forever, 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 forever. Now, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, Let my entire life be upholded by everlasting power. We're going to say, Father, let my entire life be upholded by your everlasting power, such that only your will prevail in my life, such that only your will prevail in my days. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Lord, let your right hand uphold my entire life. Let your right hand uphold my entire life, such that only your will prevail in my life. Let your right hand of power uphold my entire life, such that only your will prevail in my days. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Uphold me. Uphold my entire life, Father, by your right hand of power. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Yeah, we have 5 more prayer points. Yeah, it says they are thrown down, never to rise again. Yeah, that is eternal destruction. Eternal destruction. Eternal downfall. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let everything going on in my life that is contrary to the will of God be eternally deleted, be eternally removed, be eternally destroyed. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, in the name of Jesus, let everything going on in my life that is not in agreement with the will of God for my life, let them be eternally uprooted, eternally wasted, eternally destroyed, eternally deleted. Now, in the name of Jesus, Deba Hashanik Hadiatijana, Hile Haradio Kibatala, Dikeshada Katashana. Now, in the name of Jesus, let them be eternally deleted, eternally uprooted from our life, eternally destroyed. Now, in the name of Jesus, let them be eternally drowned. Yes, everything that God does not want to see in my life, because God did not plan them, they are not according to his plans. Let them be eternally drowned. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. Yeah, it says they are thrown down, never to rise again. That also means death. Yeah. You know, when someone is buried, that person does not rise again, except in some rare cases where the power of God raised the dead back to life. Yeah. But usually when someone dies, that person don't come back again. Yeah. Yeah, so you're going to pray. It's possible that some people need to die before the glory of your life, calling and destiny will be released to shine and manifest. It's possible that some people have to die. Now, these people have to die, not that God is wicked, yeah, but that the judgment of God has come upon them, and that these people have refused to repent, and that they probably are not even human beings. Yeah, and because they are the ones sitting, because some witches, they use their lives, some witches, they use their life to enslave people. They use their soul, their existence to enslave people. I don't know if you understand. They use their life to enslave people. So meaning that as long as they are still alive, those people cannot be free, because they use the power of their soul to enslave those people. So that soul must die before those people are released to fulfill their destinies. So maybe there's someone like that in your family, or someone like that around you that you don't even know, that need to die first before your life will be released to fulfillment. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, strike dead every personality that must die for my life calling and destiny to be released to fulfillment, to be released into greatness. Lord, strike them dead now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, let every personality that needs to die for my life, calling and destiny to rise and shine and be fulfilled and be successful, Lord, let them die in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, strike them dead. Strike them dead. In the name of Jesus, every creature of darkness, personality of darkness, every being of darkness that must go to the grave for my glory to rise and shine. Lord, let them go down to the grave now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, send them to the grave. In the name of Jesus, now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy limitations of darkness against my financial prosperity. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy limitations of darkness against my financial prosperity. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Dehashialatana. Get right now, in the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy limitations of darkness against my financial prosperity now. In the name of Jesus, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I decree total destruction upon oppressions of darkness going on to mislead me, going on to confuse me in my journey in life. I decree total destruction upon them now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, I decree total destruction upon every operation of darkness going on to deceive me from the way of the Lord, to confuse me from the way of the Lord. I decree total destruction upon them right now in the name of Jesus. Works of the devil going on to deceive me, going on to confuse me, going on in my life to make me make wrong choices, to cause me to make wrong choices, to cause me to make wrong decisions. Let destruction from heaven come upon them in the name of Jesus. Operations of hell going on to confuse my life, to deceive me, to make me do contrary to the will of God. Let total destruction fall upon them In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, the last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy powers of darkness assigned to waste my life and to waste my time. Yeah. Say in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy powers of darkness assigned to waste my life, to waste my time, to waste my years. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Let the hunger of God destroy powers of darkness assigned to waste my time, to waste my years, and to waste my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop here. And I'll be praying for you. I'll place your right hand on your head. As I pray for you, your right hand, place it on your head. O God of Israel, we worship you. God of heaven and the earth, we praise you. King of glory, we worship you. Lord of hosts, we praise you. Mighty God, we worship you. Mighty Savior, we praise you. Miracle worker, we worship you. Father, we exalt you. We thank you for what you have done for us during the course of these prayers. We thank you for how you have helped us. We thank you for how you have revived us. We thank you for how you have blessed us. Thank you for how you have uprooted problems, captivities, oppressions from our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I pray for as many of you who have prayed together with me on this platform, this hour. I pray that the Lord lay his hand upon you right now. Let the hand of the Lord come upon you now in Jesus' name. Let the hand of the Lord come upon you now in Jesus' name. Let your life be helped by God. Let your life be delivered. Let your life be changed by God. Let your life be healed in Jesus' name. Everything the enemy have stolen from you now, I command them to be returned back to you. In the name of Jesus, every trouble the enemy is causing in your life at the moment to take away your peace and comfort, I arrest those troubles and I move them out of your life. In Jesus' name, I pray for you that you shall rise and you shall break limitations and you shall fulfill your calling and destiny. In the name of Jesus, the hand of God shall lift you up. The hand of God shall bless every area of your life. In your finances, you shall be blessed. In your body, you shall be blessed. In your spirit and soul, you shall be blessed. In the name of Jesus, in your marriage, in your marital life, you shall be blessed. In your calling, you shall be blessed. In the name of Jesus, God shall honor his name in your life. And you shall be celebrated in the name of Jesus. Shame and disgrace shall be terminated in your life. In the name of Jesus, there shall be a birth of new glory in your life, a birth of new beginning, new things. Glorious things, wonderful things, henceforth in your life, from this hour onward, in the name of Jesus, curses you have inherited from your ancestors and parents shall die forever. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Remain blessed in Jesus' name.